Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. And wanted the chance to catch up with Brady Bruce, a chief marketing officer of InFocus since ISC. Brady, how are you doing today?
Hey, Gary, I'm doing great.
I know you're out enjoying the San Francisco sunny day weather that you're having today, and wanted to congratulate you on your show at ISC. You guys look really well, and of course, it must, in a way, you kind of feel vindicated a little bit because everybody seems to be copying your Mondo pad.
Well, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You know, there are new entrants in the field, Gary, and I'm heartened by the fact that it's a validation, of course, of what we pioneered with Mondo pad about 5 years ago, and that is that meeting rooms need to be collaborative spaces, and they need to be able to collaborate with people anywhere in the world and to get real work done. It was also interesting to me at the show to talk to one of the industry's biggest analysts who's soon to release report that says, the market for these kinds of products is currently about $1.4 billion. In a market like that, we can support all kinds of new entrants in the field.
Yeah, I mean, $1.4 billion, you'd be happy to have like 10% of that, wouldn't you?
Well, I think we deserve far more than that. But the world has come to see the value of these kind of solutions, I think, is the main point. And no wonder it attracts some of the other newcomers.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely, as I've already pointed out in a couple of articles I've written since we've been back from the show, that certainly your space, the space of interactive collaboration, flat panel displays, for lack of a better term, collaboration boards, is definitely the new thing. And it was validated earlier last year with Google and the Jamboard launch, and of course a couple of years ago with Microsoft and the Surface Hub. But now you've got Cisco and just about every flat screen manufacturer has a version of it now, including Sharp and NEC, and even Samsung. So now you've got a lot of companies out there, but that you guys have a couple of big differentiators that we pointed out at the show. And for those that haven't had a chance to go over to our show coverage, you can do that at raypubs.com/ISE2017, because we actually did a video demo of the Mondo pad. And the first and biggest advantage is not only are you shipping, but you've got a product that's been around a few years that you've gotten all the kinks out of, in a way. I mean, I think everyone else is going to be playing catch up. Don't you agree?
Well, I do think one of our extreme advantages is the fact that we've been doing this for 5 years. So we've had a lot of time to work with customers across every industry segment, from enterprise to small, medium business, education, government, at both the local and federal levels, and just about any kind of business you can imagine. And we've had a lot of time to watch how they use it, to talk to them about, their desires and frustrations, what they'd like to do more of, how they'd like to use the system, what the user interface should look like. And we've been paying attention. Those discussions were not idle. We've gone through many iterations of Mondo pad. And I think the satisfying experience people describe when they use their Mondo pad reflects the benefits of that very long conversation with tens of thousands of users.
Yeah, it was interesting. When I went into a few other manufacturers who had products competitive to you, they actually used you as the comparison tool. So that probably has to make you
good to hear.
Feel good. Yeah, I mean, because they are doing that. I think, as you pointed out, rightfully so, the whole market's going to grow so big that it's going to be big enough to accommodate a lot of companies out there. And speaking of which, my question to you, I guess, would be, what's going to be the tipping point? Like, when will, like right now, and you probably have better numbers than I do, but certainly the great, great majority of rooms are being installed with static, not dynamic, non-interactive flat panels in small spaces, and then even projectors in large spaces. What's going to be the tipping point? What's going to be the thing that moves the market where the norm is putting in a interactive or collaborative display rather than just a static flat panel display? What do you think?
Well, you usually discover these things in retrospect, and we've been watching the market, of course, carefully, as I said, for these products since we introduced MondoPad 5 years ago. And in our own internal discussions, it feels to us like the tipping point occurred somewhere around late third quarter, early fourth quarter of last year. It was at that point that almost every conversation we had about any of our products with a customer would find the customer bringing up, well, tell me more about MondoPad. You know, or we've heard you have this touch-enabled interactive whiteboard that also does video conferencing. Tell me more about that. And so customers began to insert that into the conversation. And so it feels to me like we're in that period now where I think the consciousness about these kinds of solutions is omnipresent, and customers are actively out seeking those solutions. And I think that gets accelerated by, as you mentioned, the new entrants who come into the field. They begin spending marketing dollars on top of those that we spent and have spent. And so I think awareness is there. And I think we're seeing that change now. Customers are actively seeking a solution like this, you know, something where they're building a new conference room or refitting an older one. And they like the idea of having a large interactive touch-based screen they can hang on the wall, plug it into power, plug it into network, and get real work done. They can video conference with their colleagues around the world. They can ideate, you know, through a shared whiteboard, stepping up there and drawing with their fingers on the board and you know, doing what-if scenarios or working on specific documents, whether it's, you know, engineering or emergency planning, whatever it might be. And then, you know, to co-create documents at the same time. Customers know they want to do these things. They've sort of piecemealed this in the past with applications that ran on their PC and other devices. But here's something that's just really convenient, fits in any conference room, and achieves that sort of productivity goal that comes from collaboration that customers are actively looking for.
So you contend that the tipping point's already occurred, and we're going to have a big, big year for them in 2017 because of it?
I do. I think we're in the midst of it right now.
I think a lot of people would agree with you. I think the real indication will be the specification of them, and it will have a shorter life cycle than a typical meeting room, right? A meeting room system, because it is pre-integrated. I guess is probably the way to put it. And you'd be a good company to indicate that to us. Hopefully, you'll follow up with us before Infocom and let us know how that prediction came out, because I definitely hope you're right, because I think there's great advantage to our industry, because I think that we can move these a lot quicker and easier into buildings. And as I said in a recent article I wrote, that allows you to sort of become the in-house AV company, because you're doing all these rooms, you'll do everything else that they ask.
Well, and it's an exciting point in any technology industry when you really hit that takeoff slope and customers begin to adopt rapidly, because you also get a lot more feedback. As I said, we've had 5 years of experience, but when it really accelerates like this and customers are able to provide feedback in greater numbers more quickly, it really accelerates the pace of development. And so I'm excited to see where we get driven by an active, energetic user base.
And of course, you can see all the stuff that InFocus has and showed at ISE by either going to our website and doing a search on InFocus. We have both the news articles and the videos all there, or you can go to InFocus.com. I want to ask you one quick question, because, you know, your InFocus for years and years and years was sort of the Kleenex brand of projectors. I mean, I still hear companies call projectors InFocuses. You did have projectors in your booths. How was that? Was that sort of odd to you that there's still this segment that has existed so long that you're sort of that Kleenex brand, or is it just sort of another trade show for you?
No, look, we're proud of our legacy in projection, and it's still a gigantic market. And there are plenty of places where the projector is the perfect tool. So, you know, whether it's a salesperson traveling who needs to pull out a projector to give a pitch, or it's presenting to a large group of people on a particular topic, there are plenty of places, classrooms or another, where projectors are an ideal instrument. And as I said, it's a very large industry and a big chunk of our business. And it's the beginning of collaboration, right? It's collaborating with people who are inside of a room to share ideas and talk those through. So we're happy about that heritage, and we'll continue to show projectors and innovate in that area. And every time we have a projector discussion, it's an opportunity for us to introduce them to other forms of collaboration with remote colleagues like MondoPan.
Yeah, and of course, in the case of your short throw, your what you call the short throw projectors, you know, those are collaboration. Those can be collaboration devices on the on their own for larger applications, because you know there are going to be cases where people do 100-inch screens in meeting rooms where you're still going to be best served by a projector.
Indeed.
Yeah. So you can see it all at infocus.com. Brady, congratulations. We will see you at InfoComm for sure. And I appreciate you joining me today. Thank you.
Hey, Gary, it was great to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you at InfoComm too.
Thanks for listening, everybody.